The Federal Reserve is raising a key interest rate. Here's Fed Chair Janet Yellen in Washington today.
The committee judged that a modest increase in the federal funds rate is appropriate in light of the economy's solid progress toward our goals of maximum employment and price stability.
Today's rate hike is the third bump since December of 2015, when rates were pushed up for the first time in nearly a decade following the financial crisis. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News, and he joins us now from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
Okay, so the Fed is raising its key short-term rate by a quarter of a point, up from 0.75% to 1%. Why are they doing it?
Well, basically, you know, the economy is sort of humming along now at a pace where they can normalize interest rates. The Fed doesn't want to leave interest rates too low for too long. There are just too many potential risks. It could create asset bubbles. It could cause inflation to heat up faster than they want it to be. So they're taking this opportunity of recent strength in the economy to try to get back to a more normal interest rate rather than stuck on these ultra-low interest rates that we've seen for a long time.
Well, since this is not the first hike that we've seen in recent months, is the Fed signaling that it has confidence that the economy will keep humming along?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that. And it's very important that the Fed communicate to the financial markets its plans. And that's been a success. Janet Yellen, when she testified before Congress and then later in a speech in Chicago earlier this month, made it pretty clear that this is what they were going to do. And the market sort of likes that certainty. They don't want to be guess. Investors don't want to have to guess about what the Fed's next move is. So Mrs. Yellen basically telegraphed this move pretty well in advance. And so the market was very comfortable that this was going to happen going into it.
And how are markets likely to react to the Fed's uptick in short-term rates today?
Well, one of the things that people on Wall Street really fixate on is called the dot plot. And what that is basically every Fed official gets their own dot on a chart. And it represents where they believe the federal funds rate will be at the end of this year, next year, in 2019. And those dots didn't shift around too much. So that's another thing that's going to make investors pretty comfortable that they know the path of interest rates going forward. The median dot on that plot has the Fed's fund rate going to about 1.4%. Remember, they set a range. So that
right.
would be 1.25 to 1.5 by the end of this year, 2% to 2.25 by the end of 2018, and about 3% by the end of 2019. So that the market's pretty comfortable with that path of interest rates.
I got to jump in here, Mike, because, I mean, it's just a sign of the times, of the times we've been in, that hearing a 3% mark, again, several years out from now, is kind of shocking to the system because we've been so used to these rock bottom slash zero percentage rates from the Fed. So that makes me wonder if this is going to trickle through the economy. What's going to happen to mortgage rates?
Well, I think it's a safe bet that, you know, most interest rates will continue to creep higher. Remember, mortgage rates have already risen in anticipation of this. The economy is doing well. Unemployment rate is very low. So there's more demand for mortgages. That's going to, you know, potentially raise the rates a little bit. All these rates tend to move a little bit before the Fed in anticipation of what they're going to do. So, you know, the market has kind of sniffed out that this is going to be the Fed's course.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.